The last PIT survey in 2017 showed 758 homeless people in the two-county area. Of those, 539 were men, 117 were veterans, and 135 were chronically homeless. To help us understand the issue of cost, John Johnson, executive director of the Escarosa Coalition on the Homeless, lays out a scenario involving a person who's been living on the streets for years.
And this is someone that may have been going to the ER, in and out of this jail system because, you know, panhandling, trespassing, whatever the case.
Now, says Johnson, consider the economics of what happens when that chronically homeless person is placed into housing.
If I assign a cost to housing them and then transforming that person into becoming a productive member of society where they're contributing, and then I look at the cost of not doing nothing with that same person, you'll find a significant difference. And that difference passes on to the community.
As an example, according to a 2017 report from the National Alliance to End Homelessness, a chronically homeless person costs the taxpayer an average of nearly $36,000 per year, with supportive housing cutting those costs by nearly 50%. The point is, says Johnson, whether directly or indirectly, there's a cost to the community, and doing nothing can be more expensive. That sentiment harkens back to homelessness expert Dr. Robert Marbutt when he was hired to assess the situation in the Pensacola area and make recommendations back in 2014.
If you like what is going on now, just keep doing the same thing. I guarantee you, you'll have a 20% increase in the next 24 months if you do nothing, if you make no changes.
During the visit, Marbutt shared his formula for success in reducing the number of homeless people in San Antonio. That includes his 7 guiding principles of homeless transformation, which focuses on root causes and recovery.
Put the feeding right next to the mental health programs, the job training programs. Put the feeding right next to addictive disorders, substance abuse programs, and you'll get success. But if you just feed alone in a park, it will only increase homelessness and only enables homelessness.
In 2014, Marbutt spoke at a community forum and provided a list of recommendations that members of the city's Task Force for Improving Human Services used to generate their own list of proposed actions. But Johnson, who chaired the panel, says that was almost 4 years ago.
I wanted to reconcile what he talked about in his recommendations and then do an analysis of the current state of homelessness in terms of cost, and bridge the two together to give us meaningful information so that we can then include the study from UWF as well as the Marbutt study and then make a recommendation to the county commission about what our steps ought to be moving forward.
ECOH and several partners came up with $20,000 to hire the University of West Florida Haas Business Center to conduct the study, beginning with a SWOT analysis.
SWOT stands for Strengths, Weaknesses, Opportunities, and Threats.
That's Allison Romer, an economic development coordinator at the Haas Center.
It's an exercise you can use with individual agencies, or in this case, we applied it to the community as a whole, looking at those internal strengths and weaknesses of what the community is already doing, what's working, what's not working, and then those opportunities and threats, which are the external factors that have a tendency to impact the outcomes as well.
About 3 minutes now.
Those who attended the coalition's general meeting earlier this month were called on to participate. Mostly representing partner agencies, they were divided into breakout groups to assess the community's response to homelessness. Again, thanks SWOT. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Here's a sampling.
Opportunities. Number one is taking advantage of the unused property that's in this town that can be utilized for housing and shelters. Working more with faith-based communities. Broaden our network with civic groups and private businesses. All right, group five, threats. We have reduction in funding. Second one is the community perception, resistance within the homeless community, healthcare issues, lack of mental, prescription or medical needs, PTSD, substance abuse, overcrowding in the criminal justice system.
Romer says a lot of what they heard was expected.
Transportation is clearly going to be an issue in both counties, especially the geography of Escambia with Century up to the north and then all the rural community in between and then Pensacola to the south. Funding is always an issue. I think there's never enough financial resources.
At the February meeting of the ECOH, Santa Rosa County partner agencies will take part in the SWOT analysis. When the group reconvenes, Pastor Deborah Schleich with God Beloved Ministry hopes they'll also seek the input of those they serve.
Where are the homeless people in here to tell us what is the weaknesses and the strengths of this program and what you guys are doing? Where was the vet with the PTSD? Where was the woman? Where was the people? Because they're the ones receiving the services.
In the meantime, Haas Center staff will collect specific data on what it costs local agencies to treat the homeless population. Romer says they hope to present the findings of their study by late spring or early summer. Sandra Eberhardt, WUWF News.